Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, it's me, Hayden, and Nick, who's all together here. Guys, we're going to review the AFC and NFC Championships. We finally know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. First, let's start off with the NFC Championship, where the Los Angeles Rams defeat the New Orleans Saints 26-23 in overtime, guys. Really, really good game. Really controversial.
Yeah, I think you got the score wrong. I thought it ended 23-20 with the Saints winning without overtime.
I saw. Wait, what? Oh, sorry.
Head ass. How it should have ended.
So y'all just want to recap the whole game, or y'all just want to start that?
Nick go on his little rant, and I'm going to respond to it.
All right, yeah, I was just going to say, so New Orleans starts off 13-0 lead in the first quarter, and then the Rams kind of figured out a little on offense and defense. Their defense kept New Orleans from scoring again in the second quarter. The Rams' defense in the second quarter I think them in the second quarter kind of won them the game just because they kept New Orleans from
amazing cornerback play, you know, shutting down those receivers.
Which is crazy because we insulted the. Hey man, sometimes you just gotta make big plays. Am I right?
Hello.
I'm joking.
I mean, no. Michael Thomas 4-36. I mean, they shut down. For the most part, they shut down.
Michael Thomas did nothing.
You gotta use different. You know, sometimes you gotta be a little unorthodox in your ways of shutting down a receiver.
Yeah, you know, you just got to go all out, lay it on the field,
So Drew Brees, 26-40, 249 passing yards,
crucial
two touchdowns
and
a pick. Yes, a crucial interception. I just want to say that this is for all the shit that people give Tom Brady for checkdowns. This man had 11 passes to Alvin Kamara, 11-96. The run defense from the Rams, they contained Kamara and Ingram a little. And, I mean, their defense kind of showed up. Like I said, in weird ways, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess, to get dubs.
I just want
to
say something, though.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The Saints had a chance to win the game after the pass interference no call. They had a chance. They could have easily just stopped the Rams from scoring a field goal in their final drive. Or they could have just scored first in overtime, scored a touchdown. The penalty did hurt them, but they had opportunities to win the game afterwards, and I think that's what everyone is just overlooking. They still
at the
chance.
End of the day, you have to handle business regardless of what happens.
And, like, I know we're going to talk about the Chiefs game later, but you could argue that
Patriots
Julian Edelman
over here.
You do, because New England, the Patriots handled their business.
Okay, but with the Chiefs,
all 16 of the Patriots players out there.
We can talk about that later. I won't get into that now. But, I mean, the Saints had a chance to win. Greg the Leg was like, nah, screw that. 57 yards.
Well, Greg the Legs are still undefeated.
He had some clutch field goals. A 57-yarder to send your team to the Super Bowl.
Here's the thing, man. That thing had distance. That thing could have been
It could have gone even further. It could have probably broken the playoff record, which I think is 57 yards, actually.
Yeah, his longest was 57. I'm trying to see if I could find his other kicks, but I can't.
I think the other one was 49 in this game.
Let me see.
The thing that I saw on Twitter that like perfectly encapsulated that game was somebody took that old State Farm ad with the Clippers in it. It was like DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, them. It was that one where DeAndre Jordan's dressed up as the mother, and he's complaining about like somebody stole his rings. Somebody took Saints players' faces and photoshopped it on.
Somebody stole
to them. So it's just Michael Thomas. We've been robbed.
I just love the fact that he's been begging Roger Goodell to do something, and it's like,
bro, get more than 37 yards. Get more than 37 yards.
I mean, look, if
catch the ball on that first down when you're in the red zone that final drive.
No, I think it should be a bigger thing that, you know, Drew Brees kind of did throw a pick. Like, the Saints could have still won this game. They got the first possession in overtime. They could have, you know, ended all the controversy. I mean, there still would have been some mention of the pass interference, but it wouldn't have been so big had they scored a touchdown
exactly
in overtime. But, yeah, no, for me, This game was not like.
Well, hang on. The whole thing, the big Saints fans are using this penalty as like a cop out almost of why they lost. If they won, they would have been using this as the exact opposite, like against all odds, against the referees. The Saints were still able to pull it out.
I did not know. Yo, like I just want to know how bringing whistles into football games is legal.
I know. I didn't know that. But I didn't think that was legal.
Have you ever been to an NFL game, dude? They don't frisk you down at all.
I'm bringing a vuvuzela next time.
In places where like it's illegal to blow whistles and like because that interferes with the game.
I'm going to.
I had a friend that got a knife into the Atlanta into an Atlanta game.
I'm going to a Falcons game.
It wasn't a big knife though.
With all other like 500 other people in Atlanta who still want to go to Falcons games, and I'm gonna use a vuvuzela and I'm gonna blow it the whole time and make the most noise a Falcons fan has made, even though I'm not a Falcons fan. I'm gonna be the loudest person there in that stadium.
Oh, so the Falcons are your new favorite team?
No,
fuck them. Bandwagoning
there?
What would you bandwagon? You'd be the actual fan. They suck.
But yeah, messy game. I mean,
it was entertaining. I
thought it was like I was getting ready to tweet out. I was like, damn, I really said that the Saints wouldn't get off to a hot start, and boy, was I wrong. And
man,
then,
you know, I'm calmed down a little.
The referee sucks.
I took shit from Nick the whole season when I had the Rams over the Saints.
Oh no!
And I switched it. And I switched it. I should have just.
Yeah.
I was right. I was right all along, and I didn't trust
myself. Look at guy over here who can't think for himself.
I also just want to bring up the fact that so the Rams win, right? But probably their best player didn't really – well, second best player because their best player is Aaron Donald. He didn't really have as much of an impact. Todd Gurley, 4 rushes, 10 yards.
Got a touchdown.
He was hurt.
He was hurt, yeah. Well, no, here's my argument with that is that the week before they ran – both of them ran over – he also had a critical role in running all over the Cowboys, so I didn't know how to take it. But, yeah, if he's – I guess he's still recovering, so –
I mean, they got C.J. Anderson to take the load off him, so really good.
Bro. I remember there was a third down play. It was like a 3rd and 20, and they handed it off to C.J. Anderson. I was just like, what the fuck is this team doing? They got the beefiest ass person, one cheeseburger off of freaking fullback, as you're running back on 3rd and 20. I was just lost as to what they were. I didn't understand why C.J. Anderson was doing so – what he was doing on – I didn't understand why he was playing that much, but I mean, I guess he helped, so.
They won the game.
Just to make sure, Todd Gurley did have a drop that turned into a pick, right?
Yes.
If I'm correct.
That is correct.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really. Do we even count it as a drop?
Yeah.
Did we classify that as a drop?
I would.
I mean, I guess it's a drop. I mean, he put his hands on the ball and it went right through his hands.
Well, and I mean, what needs to be said, early on in the game, the Saints could have gone up 21-0, but the Rams defense did a good job and held them to field goals for the most part. And
also,
really
at the very beginning of that game, well, while the Saints were settling for field goals, one of the Packer reporters I follow, he just said, a team settling for field goals in a championship game has never come back to haunt them. Yeah, that brought back some brutal memories.
Can we also... if anybody should get
never
credit,
settle for field goals. Always go for it on fourth down. Play the game like it's Madden.
And let's be real, Rams MVP Johnny Hecker. But when he used the fourth down completion and fucking started everything. That's when they started waking up a little. And I mean, yeah.
Bonus point if you can name who caught the pass.
I don't remember.
Former Packer Sam Shields.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The dude who got like a billion concussions and was banned from playing for 2 years.
Yeah, let's see. Jared Goff had a solid game, 297 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Brandon Cook, 7 for 107 against his former team. And he'll be playing his former team again on a we'll talk about that. Josh Reynolds, 4 for 74. So, okay. So, now do we get into it now or have we kind of already covered it, just to make sure.
Yes, you can get into your bloviating about your bandwagon Patriots.
No, I'm talking about the pass interference.
Expecting Nick to go on a massive rant, but you know.
I was interrupted by Johan, so.
Okay.
All I want to say is there was a missed face mask on the series before that would have gave the Rams first and goal at the 1-yard line, and then they end up kicking the field goal instead, so. Just want to throw that out there. That happened. People ignoring that. It was a big play. It was a big no call. So I'm just gonna say that because it needs to be said.
Bigger call always hits the spotlight.
Yeah, it was.
Against all adversity, the Rams overcame the no call on the face mask and won the
game. Man, that was still
there's 16 players.
Bro, that was still such a bad call, man. I just don't know how you don't call that.
Here's another fun fact for you. This is the side judge on that referee crew.
He was a former Rams player. Yeah,
you won't believe it. Yep.
He was former Rams
offensive lineman.
Bro.
Can we be honest, though? Like, disgust. The Saints fans suing the NFL for this, that's a little much.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let me find the lawsuit, because I remember there was a certain... Hold on.
All the injuries, or whatever, the
terminology of it. Yeah, what they're getting sued for. It's hilarious. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Oh, it was so good. Oh, my God. Give me a second. Okay. Darren Revelle tweets out damages in Saints ticket holder lawsuit against the Roger Goodell against Roger Goodell and the NFL include mental anguish and emotional trauma, loss of faith in the NFL, loss of enjoyment of life, loss of entertainment, distrust of the game, loss of enjoyment of life. Hurricane Katrina happened like 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was 13 years ago.
A no call causes you to enjoy life less.
Some people would call it Hurricane Katrina Part 2.
Hurricane Katrina? More like Hurricane Tortilla. Loss of enjoyment of life. There's nothing to do in New Orleans from what I'm aware of other than eating... what's it called?
Gumbo and get drunk.
No. Apparently gumbo, the French Quarter spawned.
Get drunk.
Oh, yeah, as long as you don't get raped or drugged.
And what's the other
that
one?
Sounds like
get voodoo hexes
not getting
on
raped,
you.
But getting drunk.
Get voodoo hexes on you.
I said drugged.
I can't. Beignets. Beignets at the Café du Monde. But other than that.
Having two very different conversations.
Loss of enjoyment of life. I didn't know that getting a no call causes you to not enjoy life. Browns fans should have won this lawsuit years ago. Browns fans should be rich if loss of enjoyment of life.
Well, the
ties
difference
in with the
with
NFL
that is that they weren't losing 16 games in a season due to referee incompetence. They were losing it to, I don't know, their own stupidity.
It's almost true. Like the Saints still could have won the game.
Y'all hear some?
I heard logic and reasoning.
With that,
I heard a little bitch whisper something.
Probably Joe Hahn. I said nothing.
It probably was.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's go.
All right. So awards time, everybody.
In the AFC Championship, the New England Patriots.
Nobody cares.
The New England Patriots.
Literally, nobody cares.
Defeat the Kansas City.
Nobody cares.
This was a good
in
game.
Overtime. 37-31.
I'd like to point out that brutality that Brady suffered on that late roughing the passer call.
That was bad.
You can't stand for that. I hope Chris Jones is suspended for that play.
I do too.
Let's be honest.
Absolute really brutality. I've literally had a toddler hit me harder than that.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, the Patriots got called for a BS pass interference call. I mean,
I don't remember that.
Roughing the passer, but.
I actually don't remember that.
Oh, well. It's okay. We still won. Tom Brady, 30 for 46, 348 yards, one touchdown and two picks.
What a phenomenal performance by Tom Brady.
One of them was completely his fault. I don't know what the heck he was doing at the goal line.
What a phenomenal performance by Tom Brady. Two interceptions. How many yards?
348.
Okay.
All right.
Two interceptions.
One of them was off of Julian Edelman.
At the end of that game, he was
twice. In two drives, he was clutch.
The
Patriots fans?
The stupid Chiefs player lined up offsides. So
yeah,
Brady threw a pick in. D Ford.
Was that overtime
or the end of the fourth?
End of the fourth, I think.
End of the fourth. It gave the Patriots a first down.
I just want to say.
What?
You don't get to say anything.
That I'm so proud of Rob Gronkowski and James Devlin. Sony Michel 29 for 113 and two touchdowns. Rex Burkhead 12 for 41, two touchdowns.
Can I say something before
Rob Gronkowski for what it's been for what it's worth?
What do you think about this year?
He may not be as great. He may not be as great as he used to be, but damn, he blocked so well on the run, man. I was so proud of Gronk because he fucking run blocked like crazy.
All right, we're done with this.
I know. I want to say something.
So we're moving on to the awards.
All right.
So there was a controversial call in this game. It was the Julian Edelman muff punt, and the reason
I don't know what happened. I thought it was.
You
want to
know the reason it's not being talked about?
Johan, shut up.
The Chiefs made up for it. The Chiefs made up for it and got a stop and got a. It was a pick six, right?
That was the pick. That play was the pick.
It was a pick. It was a pick.
Ball
it was
don't
a pick
lie,
six,
man.
But yeah, but. I mean,
Rasheed Wallace.
So you see teams overcome questionable calls. The Chiefs did it. They didn't win the game, but they were able to overcome the call and still make a big play right after. Just want to say that. Saints
also,
fans, you should be paying attention.
Big thing. This game got Kansas City's defensive coordinator fired. I don't know why they didn't fire him like yesterday. I was sorry. Technically, they did yesterday, but like last week. I don't get it, man. Kansas
you're
City
to get
is going to be
a, get a new defensive
bro,
coordinator
Kansas,
the week before the AFC Championship.
Would they have done any worse?
I don't
yes.
know. They were in the game. They could have won if they. Get
not
the
not because
list.
Of their defense. Pat Mahomes is going to be a fucking
they had a 50-50
monster,
chance going into
bro.
Overtime to win.
Pat
the game.
Mahomes 16 for 31, 295 yards, three touchdowns,
is
no picks. Yeah, flustered in the beginning, but dude. Pat Mahomes fucking made up for it. All right,
so I do think we should get into something because. Both of these games went to overtime. Do you guys think the NFL should change the overtime rules?
No. I just think Drake needs to stop caring about the NFL.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
he cursed every team.
He gave us
every
games,
team.
Though, so I can't complain. I don't remember a better championship week, at least in my lifetime.
I expect Kansas City to be back at this same spot next year.
Dude, Patrick Mahomes, he had, 40 seconds at the end of the fourth quarter to drive down the
field? Which
was
too much time.
Yeah, it legit was.
No, and I'll tell you this. They scored 31 points in the second half. I think that even though it helped my team,
Well, you could
they
argue.
Should get another possession, dude, because that's – Patrick Mahomes deserves to get another drive,
so
dude.
So
they were
– You can go ahead. You got it.
I was going to say, man, the way that Patrick Mahomes has been playing the second half, the way that Chiefs defense, they struggled in the beginning, man, and statistically they still don't look too good, but the way that they play in the second half, they were killing it, and they were, man, for a team that, didn't play as well, they're still so lethal, man. The fact that Patrick
24
Mahomes...
24 points in the fourth quarter. That is ridiculous.
Patrick Mahomes barely got over 50% completion, man, and completion rating, and still his stats are better than most other players. That's a talented kid.
And
I
this
say
game,
kid as if we're not the same age.
This game played out pretty much exactly how it played out earlier in the regular season. The Chiefs struggling in the first half and then really playing phenomenal in the second half.
Andy Reid's going to get his Super Bowl sometime. It's not next year. It's going to be soon. It's going to come because with Pat Mahomes, the way he's playing, man. Although,
I feel like we say this every year about a team and they just don't end up panning
out.
That's
my thing, right? That's why I'm holding out on just – I'm predicting they're going to win. I'm saying that they probably will win. I think they will. But part of me thinks that if they offer him $200 million, some team will. Somebody will give him – the biggest contract in NFL history. There's no doubt. But whoever does
Chiefs
it is going to have – whoever does it, and I hope they – okay, Kansas City does it.
Kansas
right?
City's not getting rid of him, so.
Dude, it's good to lock up players like that, but usually it does not
well. He was drafted in the first round, so technically they don't have to sign him for, I think it's, 5 years?
But they're going to offer him to him next year.
Why?
I just think that it's a mistake. I think that being the highest paid quarterback is good and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's not good enough to get you.
I mean, he's still on his rookie contract. Why wouldn't they ride that as long as possible?
Let me see how long his contract is. Give me a second.
First round picks have a 5-year contract, 4-year contract,
5th-year option,
team option, 5th-year. I don't know why they'd give it to him early either.
Because I mean, they can use nice. That to build well, the defense.
A good relationship.
Okay, so he's on a 4-year with the option, of course, but $16 million contract. That is, he's making a base salary. He made a base salary of $555,000 this year.
Yeah.
But then he has the signing bonus too as well.
But oh, I mean, James Harden, 61 points. Oof.
He is insane. Why isn't that game on ESPN?
Because it's the Knicks.
They played the Knicks.
The New York Knicks, Knicks on TV.
They used
hey,
to.
Johan, isn't that you're supposed to be your favorite team?
When they get you know, Kevin Durant, it will be.
Yeah, when they get Carmelo. For yeah. right now, I'm a Lakers stan, and if they get Carmelo Anthony, I will stand even harder. So.
Carmelo Anthony sucks.
Yep. But that's my boy.
Trash player.
But yeah, I think that I still think giving a $200 million contract to anybody is
I agree
is stupid money just because there's it's so much. You don't know that he could get injured or something like that, and then you have to worry about team building. That's why the Colts haven't won a Super Bowl yet. Not only is it because New England's there, and they have a lot of teams, but they offered. Fucking Andrew Luck, the biggest, a huge ass contract. Matt Stafford was the highest paid player at some point. It's just.
Well, so is Derek Carr.
All right. Well, that was the AFC and NFC championship review.
Done with
and
your bandwagon ranting.
We'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk about next the Super Bowl week. Next week on their preview. But for now, we're gonna do NFL award talk or NFL awards. The NFL honors given out this weekend. So, yeah, we're going to be giving out.
It's actually next giving weekend,
out,
but it's cool.
I thought it was, Pro Bowl weekend. Do forgive me. But we're going to do it a week early because we'll be talking about the Super Bowl next week. So, let's get this started. So first we're going to start off with the rookie of the year.
John, we need some, like, award music. What are you doing? You're slacking.
Oh my gosh.
I
have to go find some.
He's not good on this, man.
I have to go find some stupid ass award music on YouTube.
It's too late. We gotta get this.
Hey, hold up. First of all, give me a second.
Excuse me?
Oh my god. He's entertain, gonna have to go find some non-copyrighted
Yeah, I have to go find that. Y'all sounds. Entertain the crowd for a little. I'll be back.
Alright, we can talk about some NBA, I guess. So the Lakers suck. Alright,
so what's your take on the West?
The West okay. is a shit show, but in a good way, I guess, because every team is like 2 games apart. It could be entertaining. I mean, I think it'd be interesting to see like if the Lakers, if they kind of like they are falling off a little bit, but I think it'd be interesting to see if they finished with the 8th seed and played the Warriors in the first round. That'd be an insane matchup for the first round. I think the Warriors would definitely try to avoid that. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's really close. You go from like the 4 seed to the 10 seed. It's like
they're all separated by like 2 games.
Yeah, it's insane. Denver, I'm not really sold on yet. They got smacked by Golden State. I'm gonna see Denver win some big games.
Yeah, they played the Jazz later tonight. So
good home team though. I don't remember if they played the Warriors at home or not. When that happened,
they got
smacked. So, didn't really work out well for them. I mean, to be honest, the Rockets are doing pretty good with Harden on his tear. Harden's going for his MVP. And they won tonight against the Knicks, 114 to 110. For me, though, the Eastern Conference, I don't know what to think about that. I haven't seen a Milwaukee Bucks game. I don't know if you have, so I don't know if you have any strong opinions
on
them.
I've seen a few of their games. Operate the way you think they operate. It's Giannis, and then you've got like 4 people on there that hit a bunch of threes.
Yeah.
Either like Malcolm Brogdon, Chris Middleton,
Brook Lopez. All right, I'm back. I think I've found it.
No one cares. Aww. Oh my god.
So that was your guys' preview of the NBA talk that we're gonna.
Oh
have.
Man, this is gonna be rough. I just realized that. Oh, fuck, how am I gonna look at this? Okay, all right. How am I gonna do this?
Well, all right. Yeah, I assume you'd want to play the music.
Well, can you give me a second? It's a lot of numbers. Well, not this.
Well, can't you edit it later and put the music in? Like, in
no, I can't. That's too much. That's complicated and.
You sound like
Glenn. Hold on, give me one more second.
Oh my god. Okay. So Milwaukee Bucks.
I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Damn it, the music played. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Oh yeah, yeah. Milwaukee.
I apologize.
Cool.
To
Houston, they're cool. All right. Sadly bad production and me being in charge. All right.
Hey guys, board voice on.
I need a good award of voice.
Do your best Bruce Buffer impersonation.
Let's get ready to rumble. I can't do that. Ah, man.
Fighting!
Oh, you said Bruce. I thought you meant Michael Buffer, because he's the...
No.
The guy who's paid like $500,000 to appear at KSI versus Logan Paul. Man, made the big bucks for a YouTube fight, but you know what? We stand.
We should not mention Logan Paul on this podcast. I should shoot you for doing that.
All right.
Is he gone again? You back?
All right. Let's see
how people have already stopped listening, so they don't even care about the awards anymore. Just let you know.
All right. Let's do this. Teams. 1,696 players.
Oh my god.
512 games. 30,720 minutes.
That's what you went with.
With hosts Hayden Broward, Johan Tovar, and Nick Coppoletti. Welcome to the fifth
nice
quarter podcast, NFL Awards. I don't know how to say your last name. Sorry. It could probably be better, but.
Shalom.
Oh, hold up. Oh, fuck, the music stopped. awards being. Rookie Offensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and last but not least, MVP. That was so trash. Do forgive me,
I apologize
me, guys.
To every player that's being named in this award ceremony.
Yeah. No, that's facts. All right. I guess I'll start off.
You got to announce the award, bud.
I do. So, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
That's what we're starting with?
Yeah. We're going to start off with the rookies and end with MVP.
I'm good at that.
Whatever. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
This should be a consensus.
My pick.
Let's see what Johan says and we can grist him.
Saquon Barkley, all running right. back, New York Giants.
Okay, good.
We're at
good.
Consensus
yeah.
this one. Everyone.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, 91 we'll start off with receptions because this is crazy. 91 receptions, 721 yards, 7.9 yards per reception, 4 touchdowns. And I mean, he got 121 targets, 261 yards, 261 attempts, 1,307 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, or 11 touchdowns, but he averaged 5 yards
combined
a
for
carry.
15 total touchdowns.
Yeah, combined for 15 total and 81.7 yards on the ground per game. So, reasoning, mine is just that he has probably one of the worst O-lines in the league and managed to finish second in rushing, put up receiving numbers that some of the studs in the NFL do. I mean, he could do it all, and it was impressive. Including when he's playing for the shit show that is the New York Giants. So he's a monster.
We have a
man.
Consensus
he's gonna be a stud.
Here.
Yeah,
so
he's
okay,
going to be a beast for years.
We
to
all
go,
agree
for
on
years
him.
Come.
Second, Baker Mayfield. That's what I would.
Yeah,
say
yeah.
Second.
So for me,
ooh,
for me, it's
that's
it's,
where I, we differ.
For me, I'd say probably Baker second. I wish Nick Chubb played 16 because I probably could have him up there. Same with Philip Lindsay. Those are my four. Those are
Philip
like,
Lindsay
the four.
Was my runner up.
Yeah. For me, I just think is that I think the only thing that separates is probably just as soon as Baker started and once Freddie Kitchens became OC, Baker was
he went off.
Baker played really
he made
well.
Some big time throws too.
But yeah, I don't want to. Philip Lindsay, man, Phillip Lindsay. I expected Royce Freeman to be the beast. I thought that he was going to be a Rookie of the Year contender, but Phillip Lindsay took the starting spot from him and ran off with it. I'm so sorry. All right.
Move on to Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You want to start off?
You guys can go first.
Hayden, you want to start off?
This
should be a consensus. Hayden, you Googled it, you should easily have the correct answer here.
So, for the fifth quarter podcast, Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Well, for you, if we're not consensus.
It should Darius be a consensus. Leonard,
linebacker.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, you head ass Joe Hahn. Oh my god.
All right, y'all give yours.
63 tackles.
Y'all give yours.
Really impressive.
Y'all give
Leonard.
I'm pretty sure that's more than what Luke Kuechly got. All right,
y'all gave yours. Give your explanation.
All right. I'll let Nick
hang up. Okay, so Darius Leonard, not a very popular draft pick, middle linebacker from NC State.
36th pick, sorry.
Oh, 36. This is the
not MLB draft.
Not a lot was expected of him playing on an awful defense, drafted by essentially an awful team. I think that's fair to say. But he led the league in tackles, in assisted tackles. I don't know where he ranked for sacks among middle linebackers, but 7 for middle linebacker? That's pretty damn high.
I know Johan's pick, by the way.
Go ahead, say it.
You're going to pick Derwin James, right?
No. My pick was another linebacker, but mine was Dallas Cowboys linebacker, Leighton Vander Esch.
Ew, what?
It's the same reason why Dak was so important, because Sean Lee's injured all the time, and he 140 tackles. I mean, less than Darius Leonard, but I thought that he played for one of the better defenses in the league, which, I mean, Indy was great.
How many games
did
he play?
11.
Okay, you said how many tackles?
140 in total, so 23 behind Darius Leonard.
11 games? That's actually insane.
Yeah, and I mean, for one of the top – I mean
– how many Luke Kuechly finished with for reference? But yeah, you can go ahead.
But for a defense that finished top 7 – and I mean, they finished 7, sorry. And for a defense that hasn't been that great, but also haven't had stability on defense because of Sean Lee being injured all the time, they finally found a guy who, you know – 11 starts isn't great, but I mean, he's put up great numbers, and he helped play for a solid defense, and helped the turnaround. So
yeah, more tackles than Luke Kuechly. I find that impressive.
That's my reasoning. But Darius Leonard was also, you know, really good. So
hey, there's a decent amount of players who have more tackles than Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly didn't have that
seven.
Many this
there's
year,
seven
though.
Others.
Darius Leonard did. Normal. Bobby Wagner did. Blake Martinez did.
I mean, Luke Kuechly had a down year, and he's still a top linebacker. But we don't need to make this about Luke Kuechly. Sorry.
Yeah. Get your Panthers bias out of here.
All right. Well.
Andale, next.
Next category. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Coach of the Year.
This is where we're going to differ, I think.
Yeah. So I
think me and Johan might have the same.
We'll see.
Nick, we'll let you announce it.
No, you guys go first. I always go last.
Alright. I've gone first.
Okay, fine. I mean, you guys are retarded. Alright. The fifth quarter podcast presents Coach of the Year. And for my vote, it is Matt Nagy from the Chicago Bears.
Okay, we have the same one.
Here's my runner up.
So, I mean, the fact that Bears, I don't know their record last year, but it's pretty trash.
5-12, I think. Let me find out. I'll go look up.
5-12 is not possible, but good effort.
Sorry, 4-12. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said 5-12. 5-11. I was right. Five wins, but I don't know why I said 5-12. 5 wins.
So
sorry,
he pretty much flipped their record because they went 12-4. And, I mean, he led the Bears to an NFC North championship, which I think none of us thought.
Nope.
Because we all had the Vikings and the Packers above them. I mean, the team looked pretty good. This is only regular season, so we can't judge them for the loss against the Eagles. But they played a really great season. He made Trubisky probably better than what he was.
Improvement, yeah.
Definitely better than what he is.
And, yeah, that's why they finished 12-4.
Yeah. He also, I mean, I don't know how much he has to play with it, but he also helped a defense that was already top 10 just elevate itself to another level. So I don't know if he had anything to play with it, but the Bears defense did do a lot better after. I mean, they were already top 10, but they played even more than mine. But yeah, my reasoning was just that the Bears offense was probably their biggest issue going into the year. And he helped that to, I mean, in many ways, and Mitchell Trubisky improved a little. So yeah, I'm excited to see how that offense is going to be next year.
Yeah, Johan, I'd have been surprised if you didn't pick Matt Nagy.
Yeah, that was mine.
So that's why I thought we were on the same page. I'm interested to hear Nick's.
All right, well, I can't allow consensuses. I was going to pick Matt Nagy, but I picked somebody else.
Frank Wright?
Yep.
Okay.
Indianapolis coach Frank Wright.
Oh, I see what you were telling us earlier now.
See, this is where my whole thing – well, because I also thought we were doing just a general rookie of the year, too. I also had Darius Leonard in that. This is where I said I had one team kind of dominating the awards.
It was the Indianapolis Colts, which is one of our later awards, by the way, which I'm pretty sure.
I think there's a consensus for one of those awards.
Comeback player of the year. Nah.
Yeah.
Well, my expectations for the Colts were essentially in the dirt. I thought they were going to be like a bottom three team in the NFL. I thought this team was going to absolutely blow.
Let's not forget that they also start off the season really badly.
Yeah, I mean, they were 1-5 to start the season.
Yeah, and finished 9-1. So
yeah, I mean, the Colts.
The whole differentiating factor is Matt Nagy has a lot more to work with, I think, in Chicago than there is in Indianapolis to work with. Yeah, that's just the way I see it.
That Nagy has more to play more.
Yeah,
to use.
He's got better players to work with.
No, yeah, I'll give you that. The Colts defense has been horrendous for the most part, and
yeah. If you count their stats just from week 8 onward, they're a top 5 defense.
You can also find this
in every category.
Well, you can find improvement everywhere with the Colts. Their O-lines usually have never been great, and that's why they've never had really great running backs until this year. I mean, Naeem Hines was solid in the beginning of the year, and then Marlon Mack took over and almost became a 1,000-yard rusher in less than – and it didn't even play 16. And Andrew Luck, I mean, we'll talk about him later. Probably I am. I guess I exposed my pick already, but
we already agreed with the consensus.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Indianapolis Colts made a big turnaround, and I mean, I don't know how their championship outlook is going to be for the next few years, just because you have teams like you have Kansas City there, but I think that they'll be a major player in the AFC.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, definitely.
So,
I think we should just go ahead and get comeback player of the year.
I had that next just because we already mentioned Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Quarterback. There's no contest. Cool. Okay, shut the hell up.
Did you say Khalil Mack?
The quarterback.
Oh, I thought it was Khalil Mack. I don't know why you said. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. No.
You better not.
I do not. 4,593 yards, which was which had him fifth in passing yards in the NFL. But second touchdowns. In touchdowns, 30, right behind Pat Mahomes. Not even right. Second behind Pat Mahomes. But considering the fact that people thought he should have just entered retirement anyways, because nobody knew. I think going into the year, he hadn't even had any throwing drills or anything. I didn't think he played anything. Did he play in the preseason?
I don't remember, to be honest.
But I just remember him. They were really cautious with him, and he just started off badly in the to begin the season. But yeah,
I mean, yeah, I think we can all agree with that. I mean, some people had him in the MVP conversation.
I had him kind of down in it.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I mean, he was definitely, I guess, in some. He was there in some consideration, maybe not realistic, but he was definitely
not realistic in conversation. He was mentioned. I mean, he was mentioned.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, still a really good year for him. I do think he's a little overrated, but these stats, they're undeniable. There's no really other player I could think of that was deserving of this award.
Yeah.
Over Andrew Luck.
All right, moving on. I don't know how much of a consensus this will be. Offensive player of the year.
See, this would be interesting.
Really? Because
it depends on how you take this award. Because it's been done differently in the past.
Okay, I have the dude.
Me and Hayden are on the. I think we have the same example in mind.
I have Patrick Mahomes.
I do too.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, there have been times. It was the year I think it was one of the years Aaron Rodgers won the MVP where he didn't win Offensive Player of the Year, but he won Most Valuable Player.
Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking just.
I may be wrong on the who won the award, but it happened a few years ago.
Look,
I think Hayden knows what I'm talking about.
I think we can go on further.
Was it that, or was it just him being ranked number one in the players' rankings? Because there's that.
That's not it.
Let me see.
Well, there's also the year where, like, Brady won MVP, but then Rodgers won Best Quarterback, and Matt Ryan won, like, AP Best Player or something.
Oh, whatever. So,
no. Kermit Aaron the quarterback Rogers, wins Offensive Player of the Year.
Aaron Rodgers has never won Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, but he's won two MVPs.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Quarterbacks are on this list, though, but this list is to give – so Offensive Player of the Year is to give the other positions a chance. But I just don't think Patrick Mahomes gave him that chance. He just went insane. Over 5,000 yards passing, 50 touchdowns. I mean, that it's incredible.
Man.
Well, I think, and we all have a consensus MVP too. Should we just do MVP?
No.
We'll save that for last.
Who knows? Maybe someone differs.
I highly
maybe someone values a defensive player.
Yeah. All right.
All right, guys. All right. Leave some anticipation. You're not
defensive player of the year award.
This should also be a consensus.
Is it Aaron Donald?
Yeah, it is.
Defensive tackle.
All right, good. No,
Los Angeles Rams. I would have first half of the season.
But you're not dumb.
But yeah, I mean 20.5 sacks, 59 tackles. Ugh. I mean, the dudes.
Yeah, he got 59 tackles. But I mean, four fumbles as well.
He's a defensive tackle.
I mean, look, dude. He could go, I think, zero tackles, just zero straight zeros on a stat sheet, and I still think he's probably the best player on a defense just because of the amount of pressure that
he can break double teams so easily. It's incredible.
Yeah,
the big knock on him out of Buffalo too was he's too small.
Wasn't Khalil Mack from Buffalo?
Oh shit.
I can look it up real quick.
Why don't I know this? I should know this.
Pitt.
Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah.
A teammate of
yeah, I'm pretty sure he's James not that Connor. Tall. He's like 6'3".
He's just so physically dominating though.
Yeah, he's just
like
he's a beast. I mean,
yeah.
There's no way around it.
I think it was – hold on. I'm trying to make sure. There was a – for all week that, you know, I talked about Khalil Mack, Khalil Mack was 8 sacks behind of Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's –
that's why I would have called you a moron if you picked him.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, man, he's just the
Johan,
beast.
Johan, I bet debated it for like a second.
I didn't. It was Aaron Donald.
Lying to say, Johan.
So would we all have Khalil Mack?
God hates sinners.
Would you say?
So let's say who came in second? Who would you guys think?
I didn't really think about second too much.
I mean, neither. It's just that I think that Aaron Donald's just so far ahead. Probably
Darius Leonard would have been decently far up there. Bobby Wagner would have been up there.
I mean, Khalil Mack should be in that conversation too.
Oh, he'd be in the conversation. I don't know if he'd be second or not.
But yeah, none of these guys had a chance at winning.
No, and it wasn't close though.
So Aaron Donald, you should be proud.
Man.
The fifth quarter podcast, defensive player of the year is an accomplishment.
A big award. But yeah.
We only gave out one in a year.
And what will we do? What did you say, awards? Because we'll be doing the NBA ones like in 3 months.
We're going to give out one NFL Defensive Player of the Year award.
Oh, I thought you said just awards in general. Hey, can we just talk about the fact that NBA awards and NFL awards come out when nobody cares anymore?
No, the NFL awards, I think they still care. NBA awards.
I mean, they make
like
a night out of it.
2 weeks after the season. Yeah.
NBA, man, is just, it's probably my least favorite one. Because they used to do it, like, a few days into the playoffs. Yeah. And, like,
and they would just have a press conference.
Yeah, but it's, now it's like...
They try to make a spectacle, and then no one cares.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
They're lacking.
Let me go find... Yeah, hold up. Everybody already knows who won this, but let me find a drum roll sound effect.
We got to make it...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot we had a few people left.
And now, for the MVP of the fifth quarter podcast.
What is that?
It sounds like you shoved your phone inside a lawnmower.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do the best I can.
John.
Let's try this
worst
one.
You can.
What is...
Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sorry, Patrick Mahomes.
Wins our MVP award.
You deserve better than this.
Yeah, you do, man. You deserve better than low production podcast.
If you want Patty, Johan will give you a little hand job.
Whoa.
Please stop.
5,097 yards.
You gotta occupy yourself in between Bill and after Tom.
Rushing wise, 272 yards and 2 touchdowns, but. Leading probably, man, what an offense. What an offense.
Eh. He was all right.
Defense, he would be in the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I think that if he had a defense. What could be said about Patrick Mahomes, man? Just an
offense. That's what happens.
A beast, that you know, just a beast, man. Throwing hella touchdowns.
If your best, I mean, he's a good quarterback and all, but if you trade your best corner, your best linebacker retires, and your best secondary players hurt the whole year, you're not gonna have a great defense.
Didn't Eric Berry come in like at the end of the season?
He did.
First game was the Colts game, wasn't fresh. It?
Possibly. Probably, yeah. Like, dude's not gonna be caught up to speed and playing well.
Nah.
Like.
No,
that's
but
not on the front office, that they don't have a defense.
Look, man, going into the season, I don't know, y'all, but there's a lot of uncertainty over the Kansas City Chiefs just because they had moved on Alex Smith, who'd been a solid starter. Go ahead.
So, Patrick Mahomes, I had him in my Madden season last season, and he was pretty garbage. So, I mean, from that to
announce is Madden the is Madden the end all be all of football analysis?
I'm just saying.
Pretty much.
Where I was getting with that is the fact no one knew who's gonna, no one thought he was going to be this good in a second.
Oh, hold up! I'm not going to let you get away with that just because the Chiefs traded up to go get him.
Well,
they don't give up a lot of picks, but that,
NFL MVP.
But they didn't expect
him, second season.
But no. But that's what I was going to say. They expect him to be good, but not this early or good at this
if
good.
If this was NBA rules, he'd be a rookie of the year. So, everyone out there as well.
Oh, shut the hell up, Ben Simmons.
Ha! I get it. Well, no, he started the game last year. No, Johan. He started the game last year. That's why there's an issue with that.
Didn't Ben Simmons play? Yeah.
No, Ben Simmons didn't touch the court last season.
He didn't touch the court?
No, he didn't play.
And since the NBA has, like, dumb-de-dumb head-ass rules...
Yeah, that's the difference between Ben Simmons and Pat Mahomes is that Pat Mahomes actually played last season.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes isn't a massive bitch. That's a difference.
Oof. But yeah, Pat Mahomes.
Ben Simmons can catch his hands in real life.
MVP.
I'll put him on the ground in 3 swings.
All right, you guys are wrong. Ben Simmons did play.
Did he? I swear
he
didn't.
He played.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If he didn't, I thought if he didn't play a single minute, that's how you can be a rookie your second year.
It has stats for him in his 2017
preseason
season.
Well, if it's preseason, it doesn't count.
Actually, how long has he been in the NBA for?
He's currently in his third season.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Ha!
You moron.
Still.
His LSU stats don't count either because, you know, LSU's trash.
Didn't even make it to the tournament.
Yeah, good enough to beat Georgia.
Oof.
That's not saying much. Congrats.
Oh, I was referring to football, but...
Oh.
Oof!
I didn't know LSU beat Georgia in college basketball.
That happened tonight, so that's what I thought.
Hey, man, y'all can't win in Baton Rouge in football or basketball. Take this L.
Maybe the game's at home.
LSU plays Georgia. Maybe they can go for the hat trick.
Hey, man, and what's rowing? LSU defeats Georgia in rowing.
Don't even get me. No, dude, the rowing people at UGA are freaking insane.
They bombarded
me. No. Like, they try to get everyone possible to join.
I've actually seen Twitter jokes about how aggressive they are in recruiting.
Yeah, like, they approached me last semester, like, every single day. And I was like, bro, you handed me this before. It's just going to go in the garbage can.
Well, hey, they got beat by LSU, so that means LSU's got the hat trick.
Congrats. LSU also won the national championship, so you got to give them that as well.
They did. They did do that. Poor UCF didn't deserve that kind of treatment.
So, guys, that's our awards segment.
Yeah, that was...
That's the only possible way we can do it. Just complete and utter shit.
Moving on. This week, we're going to talk about why we think that I'm kidding. No, I was kidding.
Part two of our
the fifth plate podcast.
Well, the question is, has Johan tried Bojangles?
No, I have not. Yeah.
Oh my god!
No. You have to try it.
Okay, so if part two, if we have to get fish from a fast food restaurant, which restaurant are we going to?
I don't eat fish.
Well,
I can tell.
I hate to admit.
Although somebody. Somebody I know had Mickey D's recently, and I asked them why don't they reconsider their life decisions.
I will say,
so,
to answer
if you had to get fish from anywhere.
I've sadly had Long John Silver's before, and it didn't kill me.
Man, why did you even try it?
It was a dark time in a dark place.
You couldn't have Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Does Joe's Crab Shack count as fast food or no?
I've only eaten crab
and stuff at one place, and that's called Red Crawfish, over by Sugarloaf Mills. That's a free ad right there. Just like another free ad, using Infatuation if you want to find dining spots for whatever situation. TheInfatuation.com, or text them at. Give me a second. Give me a second. The ad plays in the beginning of the episode, but give me a second.
You're losing them customers.
Yeah.
That'll be infatuation.com. Or go to theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search through thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. 64560, yeah.
We're sellouts.
Yeah, we are. Hey, man, all the monies. Oh, if you want, we forgot. Oh, I'm so irresponsible, guys.
Hang on. So, guys. If you want to put text in order to any restaurant.
Oh, chill. Why are you giving my phone number like that? I'm gonna have to delete that whole segment right there.
Did that say it was yours?
What'd we forget?
Hello.
I gotta delete all that. You didn't have to do all that.
Follow Hayden at HBrower49 on Twitter, Instagram, any social media, because that's all.
Follow at JTobar34 on Twitter and Instagram.
Isn't this all getting deleted? On Twitter. It's getting deleted anyways.
This isn't getting deleted. I'm deleting that one part of my phone number.
What did we forget?
Well, we didn't forget anything. I was just going to say – what else was – I was going to mention one more thing. Oh, right. Now it is time for – a segment that is not sponsored by Phil Swift or Flex Tape or Flex Seal or Flex Cover.
Oh, we're still doing this.
That's a lot of damage. Player of the game. I forgot to do it, man, and we have to.
All right, my pick is the side judge from the Rams-Saints game.
That's a good one. What are you, Hayden?
I'm going to say that as well because it kept – no, I can't. No, I don't know. I won't say that.
But he caused a lot of damage, both emotionally and physically.
Yes.
He probably destroyed a lot of TVs indirectly.
Johan, what was the – can you list the damages that he did again?
let me go find it one more time. That truly was a lot of damage.
You can all just chalk it up as he caused depression. Just depression and the thoughts of suicide.
The extensive list of all the damage.
Loss of love for the game, distrust in the NFL.
Mental anguish of and emotional trauma. Loss of faith in the NFL. Loss of enjoyment of life. Loss of entertainment and distrust of the game.
So can we ask Phil Swift if the flex tape or seal would help with that?
Can flex tape mend their broken hearts?
It might be able to fix that guy's TV that freaking punched his TV. I don't know if you guys saw
that. Well, guys, I don't think you – and just in case you don't know.
Will it fix my parents' marriage?
He sawed this boat in half. And then fixed it and covered it with flex seal.
Flex seal can repair anything except your parents' marriage.
With shark, he also drove a boat with sharks.
Oh yeah,
with a clear flex seal.
I'm here. Shut the hell up. I'm here in shark infested waters with a boat that I sawed in half. I repaired it using only flex seal. It can fix anything except your parents' marriage.
He's a wild boy.
Even
I
then,
don't know.
Tend to be slightly more effective than counseling.
Man, oh my god, what the fuck is wrong?
Shout out
this
to Josh.
No one's listening.
Hey man, a true shout out to JonTron, bro. That video a year ago when he put it out for the flex tape. I didn't know who he was until one of my friends brought it up.
Nobody did. Nobody cared until he put on the flex.
Oh my gosh. That video was great, and then the new one he made, go free advertising for JonTron 2.
I'd like to point out Rudy Gobert just took a drop kick to the nuts in the Jazz Nuggets game. I mean, no, he straight up got he got Draymond did.
So Johan, that's a lot of damage player. Tom Brady, okay.
Yeah.
Tim Brady.
Sony Michelle.
Tim Booty.
Tom Brady. All right,
well, guys, that's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. hold up. Before we go any further, we have to do a preview of the Pro Bowl. Kidding, we don't care about that game.
Pro Bowl? That's like a third place matchup for losers.
Guys, the NFC is obviously going to win.
Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl, man.
Led by Mitch Trubisky.
And it's sad because... I forgot. Yo.
He's going to play most of the game.
Yo.
I just spat Arnold Palmer all over my desk.
Who else? Wait, who else? Who are the quarterbacks for the Pro Bowl? I'm going to have to check this out now.
For the NFC, it's probably like Russell Wilson, Trubisky.
Did Rodgers bitch out again?
Yeah, of course he did. He's never played in a Pro Bowl.
What a
shock. Why would you play in a Pro Bowl? What's the point?
For the fans. He doesn't care about the fans.
Hey, I don't give a fuck about the fans.
Shit, I wouldn't either if I was paid like he was.
I don't want Devontae Adams to play in the Pro Bowl. I don't need him hurting himself.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they have, like, a list of all the Pro Bowl players, and then I think in asterisk are the – oh, those are the starters. Never mind. I thought those would be the people missing out or not going, but let's see. Who are the quarterbacks for
– Oh, for the quarterbacks for the NFC, Matt Ryan, Mr. Trubisky, Russell Wilson.
Ew, Matt Ryan. He was an alternate.
He's in because I bet you Drew Brees isn't playing.
So he was an alternate.
Probably.
Well, Ryan was third in passing touchdowns and, you know, passing yards.
Hey, where did his team finish?
Don't ask me. Ask Falcon fans everywhere.
I'd rather have a shit quarterback, but you make the playoffs, than a great quarterback and you miss the playoffs.
At the Chicago Bears.
Okay, don't quote you on that.
I was expecting somebody to say, oh, you'd rather make the playoffs with Brian Hoyer, but your team wouldn't have Aaron Rodgers? Or when you're some dumb comment like that.
Well, that's what
I mean, you could have your quarterback be Matt Cassell and go 11-5 and miss the playoffs.
Whomst?
I would just like to say...
What?
Dak Prescott's in, not Matt Ryan. So sorry, all you Falcons fans. You won't be seeing Matt Ryan.
Wait, hold up. Wait, who is that quarterback? Matt who?
Cassell, even though everybody thinks it's pronounced Matt Castle. I learned this later.
Cassell. Man. He doesn't deserve his name to be said correctly.
No. It's Matt Castle. It's Matt Castle.
Yo, y'all remember Matt Schaub?
He lives really close to me. Yeah, he lives like 10 minutes from me.
Matt Hasselbeck existed.
Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark.
All right. I think that's enough.
We're losing our minds slowly.
We're losing listeners, too. We're
slowly descending into insanity.
All right, guys. It's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
Filet of fish.
Thank you for listening.
I use this podcast to cope.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Johan freak out on the filet of fish. Can we do that?
Freaking me out again over the filet.
When you had like a mini stroke.
You know, I'm not going
to
talk about
it. I listened to that again and I started crying. I was laughing so hard.
Stop inflating our listener numbers, Hayden. Don't
listen
to
it once. I'm not allowed to listen and improve on our shitty podcast. Sorry.
No.
It's not shitty, but you know, it's not the best.
Alright, thank you for listening. We'll,
how many times have you tried doing this?
We'll talk to I'm trying to end it again. We'll talk to y'all
next
week.
Is the best rapper of this generation.
Oh, okay. Hey, we're back. Welcome to the second part of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, aka the Church of Blueface. Yeah, bitch, welcome to the show. Okay.
Where's the beef? Hang on. I just like to point out, I was perusing Twitter the other day, and I think it was Bleacher Report uploaded a video of Paul George and Tony Ferguson doing, in quotes, the blue face dance. I'm like, God damn it. They don't know what the crip walk is.
We've ascended as a culture.
God, there's like nobody knows what the crip walk is. The blue face dance.
There's no far. We can't go any higher.
Peak evolution.
This is peak humanity. This is the aliens are going to be learning about this in years, and our great grandchildren will be looking up to us as true intellectuals.
A billion years from now, first thing they're going to hear is Blueface's offbeat ass. Where's the meat?
We have breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Do we have a sponsor for breaking news yet?
We don't. We don't have. We have two. We have one sponsor. TheInfatuation.com.
We're going to say Zaxby's is our sponsor for breaking news.
We can't have sponsors that aren't really our sponsors. I'm pretty sure there's an illegality.
The intense breaking news music.
That statement was brought to you by Lowe's.
I'll go find one. Oh,
no, Johan. No.
Bro, I'm not trying to have all these.
Where's the beef?
Arby's. They have
it. Can I say my breaking news sponsored by Zaxby's?
Sponsored by Blueface.
You can't say. Hold on.
I can't say Zaxby on this podcast.
No, that's literally That's literally a leaf blower.
He has an advertisement.
I can't hear what the fuck this
is. This
is
right,
might as well just play like Hayden, bleed it.
Right, Hayden,
I need like the bump up.
Go. All right, Hayden, go. What's
the Pacers fear that Victor Oladipo suffered a season-ending knee injury that will require surgery.
Yeah, wait, hold up. Wait, I knew that like 2 hours ago.
When he got hurt, it was a suspect injury because like it wasn't even contact related.
Did you see the video? He landed on the floor and somebody threw a towel over his knee. That's when I knew. Oh no, this shit's his season's done.
Well, no, there was that guy from Brooklyn who like destroyed his knee and might be back sometime soon.
What is his name?
I remember his name. Is that it? Can we end the podcast now?
You suck at ending the podcast, so.
Why am I getting blamed? But first of all, we have somebody mentions Rap's Lord and Savior Blueface. Then we have breaking news.
Johan, you're the moderator of this. You're supposed to be the Molly. God,
Bleed It by Blueface is a great song.
Hey, R.I.P. don't Lil watch Uzi. The Pro Bowl if you watch Mexican soccer if you want to find something entertaining.
What the?
Now let's see. Is there anything happen Sunday? No.
Kansas plays Kentucky in college.
There's Sunday? Probably basketball of some sort.
Yeah, some sort Saturday. Of basketball.
6 p.m. ESPN.
Isn't like the Daytona 500 this weekend?
Nobody cares about NASCAR.
No, that's nice.
Well, it's not a sport, but...
No, I think it might be the weekend after the Super Bowl, actually.
I probably just offended the entire state of Mississippi and Alabama by calling NASCAR not a sport.
Whoa,
watches
dude.
One, and North watches, Carolina. Watches one NASCAR race.
To Johan, did you see that episode of Top Gear where they had to like go and offend people at Alabama?
I've never watched
Top Gear. Is it good? There's this episode where they have to piss off people from Alabama by writing mean stuff on their car. The only things they wrote were NASCAR sucks and gay marriage is okay, and they got attacked.
What about incest is illegal? Is that not one of the options?
No.
Dude, is Grand Tour back on?
Grand Tour is back. It comes back next week.
Yes.
Dude, God, I love those guys.
You watch one NASCAR race, let's see, you like gain like, and you want to stick it in your sister. 200 pounds. Yeah, I was about to say, you get incestual tendencies, you beat your wife, and you got two kids who
all of a sudden you have grease stains all over your wife beater.
I wonder if getting drunk can actually make a NASCAR race fun.
Don't try it.
It's like 3,000 left-hand turns.
Don't even lose more respect, Hayden. Just
you guys, you know what?
I quite literally would respect you as a person if you watched all the sports.
We're talking about NASCAR. Like,
no, well, NASCAR's not a sport.
All right, well, you know, we...
Let me tell you, for the most part, if you have to put sport behind it, it's not a sport. Well, motorsports, not sports.
It's just NASCAR.
But it's filed under motorsports.
Find you a game.
Which aren't sports. Esports, not sports.
Hey!
Then you have your hobby.
Johan's Overwatch.
You get your, like, hobby sports, like bowling. Like, bowling's not a sport. Horseshoes, nope, not a sport. Fun, but not a sport. Laser tag. I'm open to laser tag being a sport.
Olympic laser tag, bro.
Yes.
Well, tag period's already like a funded sport, so hell. I'd be a pro at laser tag.
Baseball is also not a sport.
I'd say there's do lightsaber dueling.
One time I was playing laser tag at this place, I saw a little kid coming, so I tripped him and then shot him in the back and ran away.
Does this make you proud of yourself? Is this
very
I feel like it does.
I mean, look, man, all I'm saying is that if you see a kid and laser tag
the rules said no running, so I was just reinforcing the rules.
Oh, okay.
That's a law-abiding player.
You're just teaching him a hard lesson. Like, all I'm saying is that if you see a little kid doing the Fortnite dance,
don't be afraid
of committing acts of violence.
Yeah. Listen.
We do not condone acts of violence.
Gun violence is not okay unless.
I had to say unless. That's too soon.
Unless they're a minority, okay.
If anything, Fortnite just teaches.
I'm not gonna continue.
Are we just gonna ignore that?
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
Good.
I'm very sorry. We do not condone violence of any sort.
This is what happens when the podcast gets past 11 o'clock.
Johan, like you need to mix out a racial joke. That probably needs to be cut out.
Gosh darn it. Oh, fuck me. I have to hear this now. I have to fucking do more editing than I want to.
It was about a minute ago. So.
Hold on. Wait. I'm all watching right. a Cigna healthcare commercial with Nick Jonas. The plumber comedian guy. Whatever the hell his name is.
Nick MAGA Inc. all over the podcast.
All right, Johan, can you end this? You're doing a bad job.
No, Johan, you need to cut this off like 20 minutes earlier. Just cut it.
I probably will. I think this is... Hey, okay. Hey, guys, we'll talk to y'all next week. It's been great.